From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlüt Cavusoglu said Wednesday authorities have identified the gunman who killed 39 people in a New Year's attack at a nightclub in Istanbul. He did not give the attacker's name. Authorities are still searching for him. A Turkish news service reported Wednesday authorities had detained five more people in connection with the attack. Turkey is warning that violations of the ceasefire in Syria could jeopardize peace talks planned for later this month. Turkey's foreign minister, Mevlüt Cavusoglu, told the state-run Anadolu News Agency on Wednesday that unless the violations stop, the peace process could fail. He blamed pro-government fighters, including the Lebanon-based Hezbollah militant group, for the violation. He also said Russian officials are due to visit Turkey next week to discuss the framework for the peace talks. UN officials say thousands of Iraqis have been fleeing Mosul over the past 5 days, ever since U.S.-led military forces began a second phase in the operation to free the city from Islamic State militants. The severely outnumbered militants have taken to embedding themselves with civilians, leading to an increase in the number of civilian casualties. An Israeli military court convicted a young soldier of manslaughter Wednesday for shooting and killing an incapacitated Palestinian assailant last year. A cell phone video caught 19-year-old Sergeant Elor Azaria aiming his assault rifle at the Palestinian and shooting him in the head. The army condemned the soldier's actions, although many in the public said they didn't think he should be hauled into court like a common criminal. This is VOA News. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump Wednesday went on Twitter and asked why the Democratic National Committee was so careless that thousands of emails of John Podesta, the chairman of Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign, were hacked. He asked why the Democrats did not have a hacking defense like the Republicans did. Trump quoted WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange as saying a 14-year-old could have hacked Podesta and that the Russians did not give him the information. The Podesta emails revealed often embarrassing details of behind-the-scenes conversations in the Clinton campaign. U.S. President Barack Obama rallied Democrats and Vice President-elect Mike Pence rallied Republicans Wednesday for the coming fight over Obamacare, the president's signature domestic program. Republicans on Capitol Hill are planning to repeal the measure and replace it with something else. Pence said Republican lawmakers must remember that the health care issue is important to people's lives and called for a replacement plan that, in his words, reflects the compassion of the president-elect. Pence said the replacement must lower the cost of health insurance without increasing the power of government. Mr. Obama met with Democratic lawmakers, urging them to stand against attempts to undermine the current plan that has added 20 million people to the health insurance rolls. President-elect Donald Trump said Wednesday he plans to nominate Wall Street lawyer Jay Clayton to head the Securities and Exchange Commission, which regulates financial markets in the U.S. Clayton currently works as a partner with a law firm Sullivan & Cromwell, where he specializes in public and private mergers. Dylan Roof, convicted of killing 9 people in a Charleston, South Carolina church, told jurors Wednesday that there is nothing wrong with him psychologically and that he has no regrets about what he did. The white supremacist chose to act as his own attorney during the sentencing phase of his trial. He said he wanted to stop his lawyers from introducing any potentially embarrassing evidence regarding his mental health. Roof's lawyers have not specified what that evidence might be. Prosecutors have asked for the death penalty because of the premeditated nature of Roof's attack. A rush hour commuter train derailed in the Brooklyn section of New York City Wednesday, injuring more than 100 people. The Long Island Railroad train derailed after it failed to stop on time and smashed into a bumping block. Authorities in the Chinese city of Pingsheng say a man walked into a kindergarten and stabbed 11 children, wounding 5 of them seriously. The city government's information office says the man sneaked into the school and stabbed the children before being detained at the scene by police. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.